Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You decide 2019.
We continue our daily conversation with individuals who will appear on the ballot here in Virginia. Election Day coming up on November the 5th. And Bob Mattson is the Republican candidate for sheriff of Henrico County. He joins us now. Bob, I'm going to ask you the same question I'm asking everybody who comes on, Republican, Democrat, whatever the office is. We're not doing tough questions here. This is just a chance for us, for you to tell us about yourself and why you're running and what you hope to accomplish. Good morning.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me on. Yeah. And for this opportunity. So a little about myself. I came out of VMI and was commissioned into the Army and military police. That was my first experience with law enforcement. Mm-hmm. And when I got out of that, after a short time as a high school teacher in the city of Richmond, I knew my true calling was in law enforcement. So I started my first 6 years with Albemarle County Police and got promoted to detective, served on a state drug task force there, the Jefferson Area Drug Enforcement Task Force. And then I got married. My wife was a Chesterfield officer at the time, and we've moved back here to Henrico in 2003. I've been with Henrico Police since then. I got promoted to detective back in 2008 and currently serve in the organized crime section and also as a task force officer with Homeland Security Investigations. The combination of experience between the military and the law enforcement, I think, make a unique fit for me for the office of sheriff. And when I saw that this position was coming open, I decided to continue my service to the community and think that I'm the best suited candidate to do so.
We talked to the retiring sheriff, Mike Wade, a couple of weeks ago when I was doing my live show out at one of the local jails. And is there anything that you would do differently than the incumbent sheriff? Mike Wade's been around for a long time. Any thoughts on that? How this job came open and why you're seeking it now?
Sure. One thing about Mike Wade is when he came in, he saw a void as far as drug treatment. Nobody was doing it at the time, and he filled that void. Fortunately, we're at a point now where people recognize the need for that. And I think we're at a point where we can take it even further, maybe make some improvements to it, expand it some. For example, I like to see treatment start earlier in the custody process. When a person is arrested, have them sort of triage like you would be in a hospital when you first come in, determine if a person has a substance abuse problem, and if they do, to try to get them treatment as early as possible. I want to work more with community partners, with other government agencies like Henrico Mental Health, Community Corrections. I want to look more at some medical treatment options, all those things, to sort of expand those treatment options. I also want to focus more on improving the training and equipment of the sheriff's office. I think over the 20 years, it's a different world we live in today, unfortunately. And, you know, when we look at the tragedy down Virginia Beach a couple months ago, fortunately, their sheriff's office was properly equipped and trained to deal with that. And unfortunately, here in Henrico, our administration building is right next door to the courts, and our deputies will be the first ones there. They need to be prepared, and we need to have them prepared for something like that.
Now, your Democrat opponent, Elisa Gregory, will be on the program tomorrow, and so we'll have at least two names on the ballot for this race. I don't want to force you into a conversation you don't want to have. Is there a distinction between you and your opponent that you want to talk about?
I think the biggest distinction is that her sole experience is in the jail, and that's what differentiates me between the other two candidates, is that I have a experience in every facet of law enforcement, at the state, the local, and the federal level. If you only work in the jail, you see only the offenders. I've seen the offenders, but I've also seen the victims, who often get left out of the conversation that we have. And I've seen the effect that it has on families of the victims and families of the offenders as well. So it gives me a broader perspective on things, I think. that the others don't have. And, you know, I am the only certified law enforcement officer that's in this race. And I think that with 23 years of experience, it's given me a pretty good view of things, I think.
Bob Mattson is the Republican candidate for sheriff of Henrico County. His Democrat opponent, Lisa Gregory, will be on with us tomorrow. But, Bob, I really appreciate you joining us here on News Radio WRVA this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.